Many who get out of residential treatment or detox centers for drug or alcohol addiction are not ready to live on their own. Filling that void are recovery houses, also called sober living houses. In recent years, the number of these unregulated residences in Lower Bucks County has ballooned. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that Bristol Township is now struggling to slow their growth and shut down unsafe houses.
32-year-old Chase Bressler has been in and out of recovery houses for the last 8 years.
You know, I was struggling with drugs and alcohol. My parents pretty much kind of washed their hands with me. I had nowhere else to go.
His first treatment center connected him with a recovery house, and he's since stayed in at least 10. He credits them with helping him grow up.
At first, I didn't know how to cook, do my wash. You know, like the first recovery house really taught me how to do all that kind of stuff.
Bressler now lives in Acceptance House, which is part of the Bucks County Recovery House Association. The president of that group, Don Colomesta, says their model is to reteach those in recovery responsibility, family style.
The rules, the signing in, the signing out, the random urine testing, those are things just to hold people accountable like mom and dad did for us when we were younger.
Joining the Recovery House Association is voluntary, and only about half of the houses in Bristol sign on to these informal regulations. Thanks to a combination of affordable split-level houses, proximity to treatment centers, little oversight, and just plain momentum, Bristol Township has become ground zero for a recovery house boom. In these houses, anywhere from 6 to 15 roommates pay between $160 and $200 a week for the space and support they receive. Wanting to make a buck has attracted some unscrupulous owners, says Bristol Township Councilwoman Amber Longitano.
When I started this back 4 years ago, we had 42 recovery homes in Bristol Township. We've now got over 100, and that's registered. Well, 95 registered.
Registered simply means those houses have declared their use to the township. Longitano says there are dozens more that are flying under the radar. She spreads a map of the township out over her kitchen counter. It shows a swarm of pink and blue dots where the houses are located.
This is a house here. Okay, he's all structured.
She taps a pink dot towards the bottom of the map.
He has rules, regulations, they have chores, they have to have jobs, they have to attend meetings.
She places a finger on another dot on the same block.
This guy here runs more or less like a rogue house. I was told by somebody that was in that house that took themselves out of that house that the manager of the house smokes marijuana in the backyard.
Because there are no standards, a house where people are still using drugs can be right down the street from one with really strict urine testing. Longitano says she'd like some more guidance from the state and federal government to protect people in recovery from being exploited.
If I am licensed as a realtor just to sell you a home, and my hairdresser has to be licensed to cut my hair, why is it that the people that own these recovery homes, that have people in the most fragile stage of their lives in their hands, are not licensed?
Some states have created voluntary certifications for recovery houses, but Pennsylvania isn't one of them. States with voluntary certifications, like Florida and California, still have high-profile cases of houses where exploitative owners get kickbacks for enrolling their clients in a certain treatment center. Others have been busted for demanding sex from female clients. That leaves local governments like Bristol Township and its neighbors to lean on what power they have to try to keep residents and those in recovery safe. Their first line of defense is inspections, says Longitano. But those don't tend to happen unless something goes really wrong.
Once you have an OD, then you can go in there and shut them down. Okay? We had another one that had a fire. This was all in the past couple months. We could go in and take them down.
Zoning restrictions are another tool that many small municipalities in Lower Bucks are using to limit where or how many recovery houses can open. Bristol recently passed a stay on new houses while it looks into its own zoning ordinance. However, disability rights lawyer Michael Allen says these kinds of restrictions don't have a great track record in front of a judge.
I can't think of a Pennsylvania case where any of those restrictions was upheld. The difficulty, of course, is that you need to have somebody with the capability of litigating those claims.
He says a lot of small municipalities still pass zoning laws that may violate the Federal Fair Housing Amendments Act under the assumption that they won't be challenged in court. Chase Bressler, who lives at Acceptance House, says the concerns about too many or unsafe houses shouldn't overshadow the good work that many do.
I think that this area, just because I've been a part of it for so long, it's helping a ton of people, and that's what people need to remember.
Pennsylvania is working on guidelines for certifying recovery houses, and a local state representative has written her own bill for voluntary certification. Previous attempts to pass this kind of legislation, though, have gone nowhere. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.